Before the break, I talked about generational poverty mindsets and how this learned behavior is picked up from our parents and relatives. However, we have subliminal messages all around us, from the commercials on TV and radio to the music we listen to. The term trap music comes to mind. Hip-hop rappers who claim to live a life of riches off drugs and exploitation of beautiful women. As an individual, it is our responsibility to fill our minds with positive images and affirmations that improve on the quality of our lives, not unrealistic goals that could have dire consequences. Now for a question from one of our listeners.
How do you manage to stay positive when unexpected or disappointing things happen in life?
Thank you for such a thought-provoking question. How I remain positive through life's challenges is to remove the negative thoughts and feelings by stating to myself that what I'm feeling in this moment is okay. I get it out of my system by taking a walk in nature and listen to inspirational messages or songs through my earbuds. I meditate and take deep breaths. Sometimes I work out on my treadmill or go to the gym. Other times I'll just watch a movie, you know, anything I like to do to help me stop thinking negatively or pondering over what went wrong. Then I move on to plan B. I always have a plan B and C and so on. Sometimes we tend to underestimate ourselves and think that this situation is hopeless, when we should be thinking, what have I learned from this experience? Remember, the lesson will repeat if we aren't mindful of what caused this thing to happen in the first place. I call this tactic accountability. Lastly, I stay positive after disappointments by letting it go, moving on to bigger and better things, because I know my time is too precious to waste on negative things or people. Sometimes disappointments are signs that you know you deserve better. When you know better, you do better. Continuing to do the same thing and expecting different results is counterproductive. I hope this answer is satisfactory to you. Now I'm concluding this episode of Need versus Want. If you're a listener and you like what you've been hearing so far, I hope that you consider a small donation on a monthly basis. This will help me to up my game and continue episodes of the same and or different. I'm still contemplating what I want to do with this podcast, The Ellen Towner Show. I think I'm going to evolve to more things once I complete the commentary on my book. So thanks for listening and joining. And don't forget to subscribe. Check out my blog and have a great day. Stay positive. Wishing you peace, love, and prosperity.